To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society, then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Kandidat TV je alternativni medijski projekt, ki je s svojim delovanjem začel v enem izmed večjih rimskih skvotov konec 90-ih let. Predstavlja zmes underground kinematografije, videoprodukcije, pouličnega gledališča, neodvisnega radija ter subverzivnih pop revij. V nocošnji oddaji se bomo pogovarjali z Antonijem, aktivistom Kandidat TV. Kandidat TV je, kot rečeno, zmes underground kina, videoprodukcije, pouličnega gledališča, svobodnega radija ter subverzivnih pop revij. Zgodovino Kandidat TV podrobneje pojasnjuje Antonijo.
Kandidat TV starts in the 99, the last century. We take a space inside a private TV in Roma. So we broadcast in touring Roma, in the city. For 9 weeks we make a Candida show on the Saturday night was a, just a Saturday night show. You know, it was a show where inside was the you know, the girls and the men that speak, you know, and present the videos. It was different videos inside, different formats. There is one about the Jubileum, you know, because that's in 2000 we started the Jubileum in Roma, in Vaticano. Then another one format was about the jail, because inside the jail they can watch us, you know. They have got some television. So one thing that we did that time was to find the friends of the people that live in jail to say hello to their friends, you know, because anyway, only the parents can go inside the jail for chat, for talking with them, but the friends is difficult to enter inside the jail. So it was a very good thing, you know. Also, we made another format about music and about poetry and so on. But the heart was, I think, the format about the jail. After these 9 weeks, we finished our money because no one paid for us for this show. And so we decided to start to distribute our contents in another way. So we found different way. At the beginning, we start to just to make copies of our works and distribute inside the info shop, in the squat places. Then we start to imagine how to create our own TV, our own pirate TV. So we start to find you know, the people that has got old things, things of the 70s, things that are come from the maybe from the army. You know, there's a lot of things that's been dismissed. This is not more used, you know, like the transmitter that we just bring up here. It's something that works in the 70s or in the 80s. Nobody use it now, but just you can change it, the input to the output, and you can transmit. More or less in 2002, we make a big broadcast on the city of Florence during the European Social Forum. We cover like something like 7 kilometers of area around us. After that, in Bologna, Orfeo TV start to make street TV that broadcast every day. Before it were just some events, just one day or 3 days of transmission. Orfeo TV starts to transmit every day, but just on one street of Bologna. But with other people, majorly from Naples, that has got different contacts to how to find the materials for broadcast. Different TV street start to grow in Italy. Now more or less there are 100 little or more big TV street, from the very little one that just you can see inside a building, you know? From another that are not broadcast but are just a cable TV around a neighborhood, or other more big that can broadcast for 3 or 4 kilometers.
Candida TV je torej v Rimu začela delovati že leta 1999, v letih njenega obstoja, pa so se spreminjale tudi njene aktivnosti. Katere so glavne dejavnosti Candida TV danes, smo vprašali Antonija.
Now we are more or less production center. So we don't mind so much about broadcasting, but we mind about produce. So we produce documentaries, fiction. We also made telenovelas, you can so say so. It's an open code soap, we call it, because the people that participate inside the soap can create this story. Every single puntada, every single day of the telenovelas, the actor changes. We take the actors from the street, and so we say them, what about the story of these telenovelas? And they just create their character. Yes, people that doesn't know each other, and so go. So it's we call it open code soap, because the code of the soap is completely open.
By the Candida TV je torej danes predvsem produkcijska hiša, ki se ne ukvarja z oddajanjem, temveč predvsem s produkcijo dokumentarcev pa tudi nadaljevank. Gre za tako imenovane telenovele odprte kode, kjer zgodbo ustvarjajo igralci z ulice, ki v nadaljevanki tudi nastopajo. Katere pa so glavne smernice, ki jih ustvarjalci Candide upoštevajo pri svojem delovanju? Odgovarja Antonio.
We start making things that are very linked with activism, you know? We born inside a squat center, a very big squat center in Roma, so we are very linked with all the people that make demos against racism, against repression, against the jail political, you know. Also about the documentary that now we made this year, for example, we made two documentaries. One is about the localization. You said the localization of the Italian industry in Romania, in Eastern Europe, and how the Romanian people come in Italy for works. So it's very strange things, you know. The Italian people in the industry go to in Romania because the work is cheaper. You pay less to workers. And the Romanian people come in Italy because in Italy so some very strange things. And also we made another documentary is about the concentration camp in Italy during the Second War, because usually all the people also in Italy speaks about the Nazist camp in the Eastern Europe or in Germany, but nobody remembers that in Italy were more or less almost 100 of little concentration camp. So we made this documentary starting our research in the northeast of Italy with the border with Slovenia, near the border with Slovenia, where some concentration camp for Slovenian and Croatian people. The fascist, Mussolini fascist government take the Slovenian and Croatian people from their villages and bring it in this concentration camp just for nationalizzare.
Yeah, they were Slavs, you know.
Yeah.
They are like Slavs.
And then we put in we linked this concentration camp during the Second War with the actual condition of the extracom people, mm-hmm. and with the ex-prisoners in Slovenia, mm-hmm. the arrested people in Slovenia that were in the war in Yugoslavia. We're working in Slovenia, but now...
No,
okay.
And this is a partly for Slovenia, so people know it, know it's about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Ja, z Antonijem se še vedno pogovarjamo o delovanju ene najstarejših pouličnih televizij v Italiji, Candide TV. Koliko ljudi pa dejansko sodeluje pri projektu Candide, pojasnjuje Antonijo.
We usually make a lot of collaboration. So for example, this Albatro concentration camp we work with a Slovenian group and another group that come Friuli, in northeast Italy. With for the documentary on Romania, we work with some Romanian woman. That has got another little production center in Timișoara. Also, like in these days in Zagreb, we are working with the Neapolitan people from Insu TV. We are very linked with them. Usually we make some events in Italy. What may seem
like justice to you. I've left Britain more bitterly divided than ever. Kako pa je delovanje Candide TV mogoče povezati z družbenim oziroma političnim gibanjem? Še enkrat odgovarja Antonijo.
We born inside the Scott Center, you know. So for the first 3 or 4 years we were very linked with them. We start making the video of the demos. At the end of the 90s there are not so much people making videos in the demos, you know. Then the cost of the stuff go down, so now in this moment there's a lot of people that can buy a camera and make some little videos. 10 years ago, not so much people has got the camera, has got an editing system, so we made this for the movement, you know. We make some video of the demo for the movement. Also, we start to be very linked when in the media born in Italy. Was in 2000, in the 2000, during a demo in Bologna for the No Ox. We started this collaboration with the media. Also in Genoa, we produced a video with a lot of materials. Most of the materials was from us, other materials was from the media activists, and we made this video together.
Candide TV je bila na svojih začetkih močno povezana z aktivističnim in skvoterskim gibanjem, saj je začela predelovati prav v enem od večjih rimskih skvotov. Konec 90-ih so bili eni redkih, ki so z videokamerami snemali proteste, od leta 2000 dalje pa so tesno sodelovali tudi z italijansko podružnico mreže Indimedia. Kakšne pa so osnovne razlike med Candido in mainstream televizijo? Odgovarja Antonijo.
Of course we believe that another world is possible, of course, and another and the sharing is the main thing, you know. So the things that we produce is things for everybody and everybody can take it. You know, if I make a video, you can take it and use it for whatever you want.
No copyright.
No copyright, anyway. Maybe if you are a commercial TV, of course, I will not give you my tapes. But anyway, you can take it. I think this is the most important difference with the mainstream. Maybe.
Zakaj je obstoj alternativnih medijev nasploh in Candide TV konkretno pomemben in potreben, je bilo zadnje vprašanje za Antonija.
It's important because we need to write our history, you know, because maybe in 2050 when nobody will remember what happens in these days, we can show our tapes. We can say no, this is the story. It's not the history that you are written, that you are writing, you know. It's like what happens 50 years ago. You know, nobody is now alive to tell us what is the true story about the Second War, about the First War, about a lot of things, you know, about a simple demo maybe, why the police make so much repression, maybe we don't know. Maybe in 2020 the people can imagine that in Genoa the people that were demonstrating were aggressive and bad people, but we have our tapes that demonstrate it is not so. So we can participate to write the story, you know? Doesn't feel like justice to
me. To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita. Srečko še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden. Čau!
Bingo!
I'm
for the revolution!
What's a revolution to you?
To kill their bosses and take their money.
Ono jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?